Good to know him. I don't know how God is going to do the things that he promised in our behalf. I just know that he's going to do it. I know it because he is a prayer answering God. And today in my personal devotions and last night in particular, I was praying about this evening service and the Lord began to speak to me about something that is, it will be off the wall to you in the sense of where it is and what's happening there. But God said he wanted us to pray about it and pray for those people. And I thought our needs are so pressing and so great right at this moment here in America to pray for people that you don't know and you can't hardly find on the map seems to be off the wall. Why would God want us to pray for people we don't know and people that are probably neglected and forgotten by so many, just a few missionaries with the call and the burden for particular places? Well, the reason for that, I believe, is a biblical principle of putting God's kingdom, thy kingdom come. It's amazing when I put my personal pressing needs aside long enough to pray for what concerns him and the furthering of his kingdom. Amen. Then he allows me to make my personal petitions unto him. Amen. That's the pattern prayer. It's and I really wrestled with this because I said, Lord, you want us to just in this prayer meeting, we just need so much from God. But one of the things we need is to begin to pray for his kingdom to come. His will be done. I'm not going to ask how many people, but in my prayer walk, I can't pray for all of our needs and pray for you in particular without praying for the peace of Jerusalem. You say, but that's way over there. That concerns those Jewish people over there. Well, that concerns God. It's something close to his heart. So when I incorporate that into prayer, then I'm putting my needs and our collective needs aside long enough to say, Lord, your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I'm praying for people that I will never meet, probably this side of heaven, but I pray for them because God said to pray for them. I venture to say that someone prayed for you that you didn't even know was praying for you. Amen. Someone said one time that prayer is the capital stock of heaven by which God carries out his will and purposes upon the earth. And I believe that with all of my heart. I heard a pastor recently speak, a prominent minister, but he's really down to earth. And he said, my wife gets on to me because I've got one of the new models of it's a combination cell phone. You can check your email. You can do all those different things on it. And when you press the button to turn your phone off after a call, the phone doesn't go off until you do something else. It stays on. So he said, I'd be talking to my wife. I'd press the button, thinking the phone was off, and then she was still listening to everything that was going on. And he said, so I'm glad that nothing was going on that I didn't mind her hearing. But she said, honey, you really need to turn the phone off. But he related it to, it could get us, that's a whole, God hears everything, but we want him to hear everything. We want him to be available to us in prayer to communicate with. Anyway, he said he related it to how we're supposed to be in that relation to God in our prayer life. It is to pray without ceasing. Leave it on. Don't ever hang it up. Don't ever say, this is my prayer time, that's done. No, pray without ceasing, number one, I believe, means to never quit using the privilege and power of prayer. Don't neglect what prayer is all about. And the second thing is to stay in a communication, a communion with God 24 hours a day. To where it becomes like breathing in and breathing out. Can you say amen? Just keep talking to him. Amen. He loves for us to talk to him. He said, where two or more of you gather in my name. And I appreciate coming from this minister, what he said about that. He said, because he has a huge church and a huge following. And he said, little prayer meetings are so significant. Because he said, we have all this big congregation, but when we come to pray, there's just a handful of us that come to just pray. When the choir isn't singing, the preacher isn't teaching, and all the other activities of church aren't going, just a handful come to pray. And he talked like it was about, he said sometimes when I get up to come to one of our designated prayer meetings, he said, and there's 10 or 12 of us. Now, that's amazing. There's more than 10 or 12 here tonight. Not much more, but there's more than 10 or 12 here tonight. And this is a pastor of a huge church saying, you know, when it comes time to just pray, very few people really attend that kind of service. And I want to say this, that what we are going to do here tonight as we close in prayer is not representative of what intercessory prayer is. This is to set a tone and a pattern for the entire week. Amen. That we intercede. If we can't do it all in one night anyway. Amen. We got all week long to pray. If we'll set aside time, find time, make time, do it on the way to work, do it on the way home from work, enter into your closet, find some place to go away from everybody for a little while and talk to the Lord. Amen. And not just about your needs, but about other people. And I believe that's why the Lord said he wanted us to understand that he's working in nations. I got a world map at home to remind me that Pamela picked up for me, big as that one almost, to remind me that God is moving internationally. And what he said, well, I'll just quote the scripture to you because I know the scripture myself. Amen. And the Bible said, where two or more of you gather together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Now, he's there to manifest his presence to us, but he's also there, amen, as our high priest, to bear when we pray, amen, to validate those prayers with his own sacrificial scars, that the Father would hear us because of what he did at Calvary. Can you say amen? He's here. The Bible said, when two or more of you gather together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And if any two of you shall agree concerning anything that they shall ask, it will be given them of my Father which is in heaven. He said, I'm here to manifest myself to you, and I'm here to see that your prayers are answered. I'm here. Praise God. Amen. When you pray, I can assure you that God is listening. Someone who was discouraged asked the minister, what do I do? I've lost confidence in prayer. And the general answer is, we'll go back and rehearse all of the answers you've got. But that's kind of ambiguous, because if you've got a doubting heart like the world gets and has and keeps, a heart of unbelief or doubting, you're gonna write off all these things to coincidence. It would have happened whether I prayed or not. Not so. Amen. What he said about the little prayer meeting was, That when two or more gather, God is there to not only manifest himself to them, but to answer their prayers. He said, pray when you're together. Well, when people pray, what happens? Is it the volume of people that causes God to move, or is it just prayer in and of itself? Where two or more gathered, amen, there am I in the midst. And if two of you, everybody say two of us, shall agree as touching anything that we ask. And there's other scripture. This is not a blank check. Amen. It will be given them of my Father which is in heaven. Praise God. He loves us that much. He meets with us for those kinds of purposes. He's here tonight. So I said, Lord, tonight we all have so many pressing needs. He said, start praying for others now too. Make room in your life with your pressing needs for other people and other circumstances, particularly those things that concern the furthering of my kingdom. I remember when my son almost got killed at church. He ran out between two cars, and a car slammed on the brakes. The bumper came up and hit Matthew, and he fell down. You know, kids when they were little running up and down on Sitka, and he just ran between two cars that were parked right across Sitka or one of the streets, and probably the one beside of us, 10th Street. But anyway, it knocked him down to the ground. If it had rolled up on him, we would have lost him then and there. Amen. And I was so grateful to the Lord. I felt like an angel had intervened and stopped that car short of doing him terrible harm. And I remember how the Lord spoke to me about that. He said, if you will care about others, you'll concern yourself about others, you will pray for other people and other families and other needs, I'll take care of your family. I will take care of them. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's kind of one of those, it doesn't mean it's wrong to pray for your family. But after you pray for your family, don't stop. Amen. Pray for other people. Pray for other places. Pray for that concerns God's will to get the gospel to every person all over the world. Praise God. So I'm so glad that from here we speak to nations. I was talking to Doug today about the list he sent me, and I did notice one of them just stood out, not because he highlighted it, because it was from the one Chevron Corporation, this big oil company. Or else it was a gas station way out there somewhere. I don't know. No, it was a corporate. In other words, it came from the corporate offices of Chevron. Wow. I mean, you know, I'm one of those guys that just, my mind starts running and say, you know, some big wig in Chevron is probably going to say, you know, our corporation, we're going to have to either give it to Uncle Sam or bless some ministry. And we want to sow it into a ministry. And we've been listening, and it could happen. Amen. It could happen. I mean, Cherry could catch that 20-pound bass. It could happen. Every time he goes to the lake, he says, it could happen. Can you say amen? It could happen. Praise God. Amen. But the point is, people are coming that we wouldn't dream would be coming. The United Kingdom, London in particular, there are people coming with return visits. That means they're probably coming back for the next edition of Let's Talk About Jesus or something like that. They're following in sequence. Well, God is doing that, and it's got a life of its own right now. And whether a whole lot come or a few come, they're downloading to all kinds of devices, iPod, the iPhones, that's pretty incredible stuff that are people using those devices are coming, and they it's downloadable. So we're actually speaking to nations here tonight as well as to your needs. So after I pray for everybody in this room and your extended families, I've been praying for nations of the world that God brings to my remembrance. So last night, I said, Lord, we've been talking about nations all over the world and transformations, and the Lord began to speak and say, pray for Mongolia. I'm not sure if we've ever had a hit from Mongolia. We have to check. We probably have. I mean, if we've had it from Cameroon, amen, and some of those exotic places, it wouldn't marvel me if it didn't come. God is moving in Mongolia, amen. This is where these hordes, and it was one of the mightiest nations on earth at one time. Now it's a poverty-stricken, alcoholism, just a nation under terrible oppression. But the gospel of Jesus Christ has been welcomed in Mongolia, and there is a move of God in Mongolia, and they're not just playing our music, they are composing songs of praise and worship unto the God of glory. Amen. And I'm so glad to hear his name lifted up by Mongolian composers of Christian, Mongolian psalmists singing the high praises, and the lyrics I think will come up on the screen. You won't understand Mongolia. Amen. But God is moving. We're going to pray for Mongolia, then we're going to pray for each other and our needs before we close tonight. So let's get ready to lift up the Lord. Are you glad they're lifting up our Jesus in Mongolia tonight, of all the places? But God has not forgotten anybody or any nation anywhere. For it is not my will that any perish, but as it is written, that all may have eternal life. And whether it is a lot of people or whether it is a few that join me in the harvest, I will use every single one, saith God. For the harvest is great, the labors are few, and the time is short. And you are in the kingdom for a time such as this, saith God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to know that God said, I'll use everybody that will come forward and say, Lord, here am I. I want to be part of you reaching the nations of the world for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the nations of the world. It encourages me right here in America for mighty revival in our nation. God is doing a quick work. The gospel is going to the four corners of the earth as we stand here tonight. This is that last day harvest, Terry, that last day revival we were hearing so much about. It's taking place right now all over the world, because it is in his will that any perish, but that all might have eternal life. Praise God. Gives me courage in my own life to know that God is moving like this. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Did you notice that? You know what they ask us for? To pray. To pray. Prayer support. So can we join together? I know we have needs. We're going to pray for them in just a moment tonight. I believe if we pray, God's kingdom come. It involves the nations of the world hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe that you and I are in the kingdom for such a time as this. I believe this little prayer meeting right here has significance, spiritual significance beyond anything that we could possibly imagine. Because I believe God listens. And he said, when two or more of you gather in my name, something happens. There am I. And we think of that Pentecostally because we see through that Pentecostal lens, God is here to bless us. He's here to come upon us and manifest him. And that's true. But he's here for a greater reason than just to bless us who are saved. Can you say amen? He's here for a greater reason. He's here to answer intercessory prayer. Everybody say answer intercessory prayer. Where two or more of you gather in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And if any two of you, it's all running together. This is all running in one context, both of these texts. And if any two of you on earth shall agree as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be granted them of my Father which is in heaven. Praise God. That means God is here right now to hear our prayers for other people, for each other, and for the nations of the world, for our own nation. Can you say amen? And a lot of people get jealous when we talk about mission worship. They say, we got so much right here in America. Why should we worry about those people? Well, that's true. But the reason we care about others is because God's kingdom is not just about America. God's kingdom is about this whole world. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Can you say amen? One missionary said, no man deserves to hear the gospel twice until every man has heard it once. Praise God. So, Father, we pray for these missionaries in Mongolia tonight. We pray for the revival in Mongolia tonight. We pray for people that we've never met and probably will never meet this side of heaven. But when we gather around your throne to cast our crowns at your feet, we're going to meet these people that are our brothers and our sisters. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you for what you're doing around the world. It encourages our heart for our own personal needs, that a God this loving, this caring, this great, this mighty, that is moving globally, will certainly move in our personal lives. Father, I praise you. I thank you. I honor you tonight. You're not too busy, Lord, Father, to hear our own personal prayers and needs tonight. So, Lord, bless Mongolia first. We give them precedence over us tonight. Bless the people that don't know you, the people that have never heard your gospel, the people that have just come to know you, that they would get to know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob more fully and completely. And Father, that your signs and wonders would occur to confirm your word. Bless the missionaries that no one has ever heard of. Father, that you have given an assignment to go to these people in outer Mongolia in Jesus' name. And Father, raise up this nation again, Father, but raise it up not for the conquering of others. Hallelujah. Raise it up to honor you and praise you and bring you glory in the name of Jesus. And let the revival in Mongolia begin to encourage the Christians in China in the name of Jesus tonight. And for the glory of God tonight. Hallelujah. 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 We know you love those folks. We know you love them. We know you died for them. We know you don't want them to perish, but you want them to be saved tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now, from tonight on, every person who is saved in Mongolia, we have an investment in that soul. We have an investment in that soul. We have an investment in that soul. We have an investment in that soul tonight. Father, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you because there has been just as much fervency in prayer here tonight for people we've never met and won't meet this side of heaven, missionaries we've never heard of, and nations we're unfamiliar with. Father, because we prayed your kingdom come, your will be done, now we come to you with our petition. We come to you for our nation. We come to you in the name of Jesus for America, that you would move mightily in this nation. Lord, there's an election coming up. Everybody's pinning their hopes on somebody. But the only one that can turn this nation around is you. Some man, some woman is going to step in or back into the Oval Office. And the destiny of the nation is determined by the course it takes. Father, I pray you'll raise up a righteous person. Raise up a righteous heart. Someone that trembles at your word. Father, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that will direct this nation in the right way, the way of righteousness, that you might bless this nation again. I pray tonight as I pray for America, for the peace of Jerusalem. Almost every nation in the world is abandoning Jerusalem, abandoning Israel. Lord, they're not always correct in every decision. They make wrong decisions. They made bad decisions. But they are the chosen people of God. They are a holy nation unto you, geographically and spiritually. So, Father, I'm praying in the name of Jesus for the peace of Jerusalem. We know as allies grow weak in their support for Israel, it strengthened the enemies of Israel who want them destroyed. And we know a day is coming when they're going to look at Israel as unwalled cities, easy to be taken, because there is no other nation as a barrier between them and the destruction of Israel. And Father, we see the day approaching, the day when you will defend that nation, oh God. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem tonight. This is so close to your heart, and we pray those things that are close to your heart tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We pray for the nations of the world. Father, we pray that the gospel right here, we've entered into your harvest field for souls. Father, send your word to the nations of the world. Send it to the nations of the world. Send it to the nations of the world. Let us encourage missionaries. Let us encourage missionaries, Lord, who said, if you'll pray, if you'll just stand in the gap, God will move here. God will supply the need. God will confirm his word. God will save souls. Hallelujah. They're not in it for the fame or the fortune. They're not in it for the silver and the gold and the glistening diamonds of this world. They're in it for your kingdom and the souls, the precious souls of men and women, boys and girls tonight. Bless them, strengthen them, keep them from the evil one. Protect them, Father. Hallelujah. And as the anointing transitions now, you can feel it lifting for that and beginning to settle right back in for we who are standing here tonight. Oh, Bakosanda Namarata. Did you feel that? I could feel it lifting for the nations and now coming right back down upon us. Hallelujah. 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 God loves you tonight. God wants to touch you tonight. God wants to touch me tonight. Hallelujah. Manita. Salamaroka la masilia. Nanda de. You can't pray for others without God remembering you tonight. Your family tonight. Your needs tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nanda de barosha la bakisa la mama. Mende de basilia andarama. Nekoro Rosha Salabakita Nanamasataya. Lord, bless my brothers. Bless my sisters. Hallelujah. Bless these families here tonight. Bless our children, our grandchildren tonight. Move by your spirit, Father. Hallelujah. That we all might know the joyful sound. Hallelujah. That we might see the hand of the Lord moving again. Hallelujah. That your name may be praised and glorified, and our enemy may be defeated. Shut to the mouth of the lion, Father. You did it for Daniel. You did it for Paul. Do it for us, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You're here in the midst of us. And you said Satan desired to have us, that he may sift us as the wheat. But you're here in the midst of us. And you said, but I have prayed for you. Hallelujah. 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 As we pray to the Father in your name, you're standing up. And you're praying. And you're interceding for. Oh, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 How we praise you tonight. You're here, Jesus. You're here. You're showing your scars on your hand, scars on your feet before the throne of God. You're saying, Father, hear their cry. Father, meet their need. Father, they are mine. They belong to us, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 There am I. There am I. There am I. There am I. It is not how many people are praying that lends power to prayer. It's Jesus in our midst when we pray. He's the high priest of our profession. And he ever lives. He ever lives. He ever lives to intercede. Hallelujah. To make intercession for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is your faith weak? Jesus is praying for you. He's interceding for you. Hallelujah. Have you lost confidence in prayer? Keep your confidence in Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come and drench us. Soak us in his love. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, you're here. You're here to help. You're here to heal. You're here to deliver. You're here to answer prayer. You're here to make a way. You're here to move the mountain. Hallelujah. 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 You're here to turn the water to wine. You're here to multiply the fish and loaves. Hallelujah. 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 Shelabaro shalamakitana salamanite. Isn't it good to know there's no more power when 10,000 pray? I used to think when 10,000 pray, there's got to be more prayer than when 10 pray. Oh no, it's not the 10,000 that is lending power to prayer. It's Jesus in the midst of those who pray. If two of you, if two of you, if two of you, if two of you, if two of you on earth shall agree, can you say, man, if two of you shall intercede about anything, amen, for when two or more of you gather in my name to intercede, hallelujah, there am I in the midst of them to answer. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Great is the Lord our God in the midst of us. Hallelujah. Shelabakoro shalamanite. Salabakita nanama. Selamariti yondabukosa. Salabakita nanama salamarite. Salabakosa la marianda. Mekalobohosandanaba. Father, I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's going to take miracles. It's going to take the supernatural, Father. We're in that miry clay, many of us, that David talked about. He couldn't pull himself out, and no one else could pull him out. Hallelujah. But you came, and you lifted him. Hallelujah. You set his feet upon a rock so he wouldn't slip back into that same place. Hallelujah. You put a song in his heart. A song of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. For your deliverance. And when other people heard what you did for David, amen, the humble heard about it. The people crushed by life heard about it. And they were so glad because they said, if God will do it for David, God will do it for us. Hallelujah. If David can get out of where he was and be brought to where he is because of answered prayer and God's grace and mercy, there's hope for me. There's hope for mine. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Blessed be your name, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Moshalabarusha tatada masikia. Salabarusha lavarititi anda de bosala. Father, I praise you tonight. I praise you for a people that'll pray for people that far away. Bless them for it tonight. Bless them for it tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Sister Becky Short used to say, little is much. One of her favorite sayings, little is much when God is in it. Little is much when God is in it. Hallelujah. Well, God is in it when two of us come together. Hallelujah. 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 Kalabarushalabarite. Salabaki salabarianda de bukosa. Salabaki salaba. Hallelujah. One minister said, when we get to heaven and the books are open, the minister that had about 12 to 14 in prayer in a church of several thousand, but about 12 to 14 to come to pray. Amen. He said, when the books are open and we stand before the throne of God, amen, we're going to understand that our prayers, the 12 of us, affected nations. Praying, can you say amen to people for the kingdom of God? Well, if our prayers can affect nations, our prayers can affect our children. Our prayers can affect our families. Oh, if prayer is indeed that powerful, can you say amen? Don't give up on your hard-headed, stubborn loved ones. You know what God says he can do with that heart that the devil owns? Yes, that's it. He can change it. He said, as it is written, I will take out that stony heart and I'll replace it with a heart of flesh. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. 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 Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to quote somebody else here tonight, but prayer is not an intercom where we call the butler to bring us another pillow. Can you say amen? Amen? No, prayer is a battle walkie-talkie where we call in airstrikes on the enemy. Can you say amen? Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Before I left home tonight, as we get ready to close, I talked to a man, Mark McGee. I can't place his face, but he started telling me about his family and people that we had baptized back at the Holy Church of God. And he's out in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and he's working with the Salvation Army, with people that nobody else wants to work with on the streets and out of drugs and all of that. And he said, I don't feel equipped for this, but God's called me to it. And I need your prayers. Amen. And I need you to intercede for me. I'm going to minister tonight. I could tell he was having a problem with, you know, that ministry thing. When you're up before people, you're self-conscious. And he said, do you know any intercessors? I said, there's going to be a bunch of us together tonight. Can you say amen? I know a bunch of them. Hallelujah. Not a lot of people, but a bunch of intercessors. Amen. He said, would you pray for me? So, Father, we pray for Mark McGee, who's ministering to people tonight, who many of their hearts are gospel hardened. They're used to this people offering them a sandwich and a cup of coffee, and they'll do anything to get it. But I pray tonight will be different. I pray tonight the Holy Ghost will fall. Tonight, holy conviction will come. Tonight, blind eyes will come open, and there will be people come to know you as their Savior. And Father, we thank you for being able to invest in this ministry tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this man said, amen, that everything I'm doing now I owe to the foundation I got. Amen. At the Holy Church of God. Amen. Thank God for seed that is still bearing fruit from 1998. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Meshalabakosa sekamamama sata nenda deba solababa handa deba kita salabahora nenda deba silianda deba. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Moshalabarosha lababa nenda deba kola salabakiti anda deba satai. Thou that shakes the nations, shake us tonight. Shake our families tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. While you're shaking the nation, I got to tell you one more thing. One more thing. People say God is so busy moving among the nations. He don't have time. Heard a preacher say that recently. Said my grandmother said she wouldn't hardly let us pray for her because she would always say, God is so busy. So many things he's doing. He don't have time for these things. He don't have time for me. As if God gets tired. And God is overworked. And God is overtaxed. And God can't multitask. Can you say amen? I'm going to tell you something. A billion prayers can be offered to him tonight. He can separate them every one. And not break a sweat. Because the God we're talking about tonight said, everything you see in that night sky, he said, let there be a firmament. And there was a firmament. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. God can listen to the prayers of a million people and hear you distinctly and separate you from every other voice that's calling out to him tonight. David said, I know this about him. I know this about him. Hallelujah. I know what happens when I pray. Amen. He turns his ear to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bending down and turning his ear always to me. Glory to God. We have his ear, church. So let's pray. We have his ear, so let's pray. Hallelujah. We have his ear, so let's pray. Hallelujah. 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 Nenanamo, Sandana Basilia, Salabakita Namasalaba, Neshalabadita Tianda de Bosata. Can I tell you one more thing? David Wilkerson, before he died, about 2 years before he went home to be with the Lord, David said a prominent minister and his wife visited his church that have a huge church. They came to a conference. Very prominent minister. The people coming to Christ in his ministry. Big thriving church. Outreaches. And they were sitting in the car on their way out to eat together. And the wife of the minister said, if you don't tell him, I am. If you don't tell him, I will. And so the pastor, and Dave said, I thought there's going to be this big thing I didn't want to hear on the way to dinner. He's going to confess adultery or some terrible sin. And he said, I have to confess this to somebody. I need your prayers. He said, I haven't prayed for a year. Personally. Prayed over offerings. I prayed at funerals. I haven't prayed. I haven't talked to God personally in over a year. What a terrible, terrible way to try to conduct God's business without invoking his presence and his power. That's when we get so good at planning and programming, and others are going out and sharing Jesus, and we're up there at the stern planning and programming, and we're so good at it, and we're seeing such natural results, we forget that the real battle is a supernatural battle, and it takes supernatural weapons, and prayer is that mighty weapon that God has given us, a mighty privilege and mighty weapon. Father, we thank, did you feel how that worked? And I don't know, I'm just judging by me, but I felt that anointing for the nations to lift up, and then God to say, now, tell me what you need. Can you say, man, hallelujah, and I felt it come right back on us. Glory to God. What a mighty God that we serve tonight. I'm glad to be part of a little church that is part of touching nations for Jesus, not just because of the internet, but because of our intercessions. Can you say, man, we have an investment tonight. And I think we need to go home with that deep within us. Praise God. So we're going to have a song before we leave. And I'm expecting, I don't know where you are. I don't know how deep into the miry clay you are, if you are. I don't know how high on the mountaintop you are. But if you're up on the mountaintop, throw somebody a rope. Can you say, man, just praise God. Call somebody up. Don't accuse them. Don't criticize them. Amen. Tell them, I'm praying for you. And I got great expectations. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's no need to pray if we don't expect mighty things to occur. Well, I'm expecting mighty things to occur. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you tonight. Amen. Let's just praise him in this song before we go home tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something has occurred here tonight that the devil wish hadn't, but he can't undo it now. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we love you. We praise you. We're in the kingdom for such a time as this. Hallelujah. I believe God is going to work. Hallelujah.
The sound of the nations worshiping. Hear the sound. Sons and daughters singing. Who will go for us? Who will shout?
Jesus.